carbon fibre is one of the most prevalent materials in mountain biking today. As you start to spend more on your mountain bike, you're going to find carbon fibre in almost all areas of componentry and your frame. For example, this bike here has a carbon fibre handlebar, carbon stem, carbon mainframe, carbon cranks, seat post, seat rails, and even the arm on the derailleur is carbon fibre. Carbon is well known through things like Formula One. It's extremely light and extremely strong when it's used in the right way. Carbon can be fragile. You just need some care to use it in the right way and treat it with some respect, and it will last you a long time. One of the key areas for mountain bikers to pay attention to is in clamping it. We've got things like this seat post here. The best way to reduce the amount of force required on a seat post clamp or a handlebar clamp, and therefore reduce the risk of crush on your handlebar or seat post, is to use some carbon paste. And that is a synthetic grease that has small plastic balls in the makeup of the paste. So small you can't really see them, but you can definitely feel them as you put the paste on. Put it on as you would a grease. So a little bit around the seat post, a bit more at the rear. Okay, and you can feel it. It's ever so slightly almost gritty, except the fact that it's very, very fine. So there's plenty of that on the seat post. Pop that back in, work it down. And you can kind of feel it being, it feels a bit weird, almost like it's tight, or if you didn't know it was a good thing for it, you'd feel that that was doing it some damage. But believe me, it isn't. Okay, you line it up. If you know where your seat post is supposed to be, you can then do your clamp bolt back up. That's nice and firm on there. And you know that you've done that up significantly less than you would have to had you either run that dry or with grease. So basically, you'll have had to use less force to tighten your seat clamp or your bar clamp. Basically, those balls, if you can imagine kind of microscopic ping pong balls that have been crushed as you've done the seat post up, increasing the frictional force between the two surfaces with less clamp force needed to achieve that frictional force. It basically means that you're looking after your carbon, you're looking after your frame, and hopefully everything will be happily ever after. You'll certainly be able to retrieve your carbon post from your frame at any point with no worries about the carbon being degraded, which can happen with some greases. Okay, that about wraps up our mountain bike maintenance tips, brought to you with What Mountain Bike Magazine, Unior Tools, and in association with BikeRadar.com. We've looked at a selection of easily curable maladies for your mountain bike over the course of this little film, and we look forward to bringing you some more in the near future.